For KBIA News, I'm Colin Hope. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster says he personally supports gay marriage but will defend the state's constitutional ban against it. Koster's comments today come a day after St. Louis officials issued marriage licenses to four gay couples. Koster said he is seeking an injunction preventing St. Louis officials from issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples because local officials should not be acting in conflict with state laws. Missouri voters approved a constitutional amendment in 2004 limiting marriage to only one man and one woman. Koster is a Democrat who is running for governor in 2016. He said in a written statement that many people have changed their minds about marriage in the past decade, but that it is his duty as Attorney General to defend Missouri's laws. The Environmental Protection Agency says preliminary radiation screening results showed no public health risk at the Bridgeton Municipal Athletic Complex. Regional EPA Administrator Carl Brooks says the ball fields are suitable for public use. The EPA tested 58,000 spots in the 70-acre sports complex last month. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports private testing requested by concerned residents in the spring indicated elevated levels of radiation in drainage areas near the complex. Several youth baseball games were canceled, but the fields have stayed open. The athletic complex is less than a mile from the radioactive Westlake landfill, where nuclear waste was illegally dumped in the 1970s. A Missouri judge is considering challenges to a pair of proposed constitutional amendments slated for the August ballot. Cole County Circuit Judge John Beatham heard arguments today on lawsuits challenging the ballot summaries for measures that would enhance the right to bear arms and impose a 3/4-cent sales tax for transportation projects. In both cases, the lawsuits contend the summaries prepared by the Republican-led legislature are insufficient because they don't mention some aspects of the measures. The lawsuit against the transportation tax also questions a projection that it will generate $534 million annually. If Beatham were to order changes to the summaries, that could negate the votes on those measures for anyone who has already cast an absentee ballot in advance of the August 5th election. A 3-day conference is being held to address the integration of immigrants into the Midwest. The 13th annual Cambio de Colores conference started last night at the University of Missouri and runs through tomorrow. The conference brings together researchers, business professionals, educators, and local citizens to discuss the integration of Latino and other immigrants into communities. Immigrants in the Midwest face issues relating to healthcare, education, economic development, civil rights, and integration. Ruben Martinez is the director of the Julian Zamora Research Institute at Michigan State University. He says the conference focuses on research that indicates changing demographics in Midwestern states. It also serves as an annual meeting of the members of an interstate initiative called Latinos and Immigrants in Midwestern Communities.
It actually engages the scholars, practitioners from the land-grant institutions, and members of the communities at large who are Latino-focused in terms of the work that they do.
More than 100 guests will attend workshops to share ideas on the application of certain practices to serve the needs of immigrant families in the Midwest. The Mayor's Task Force on Community Violence is discussing future plans for the committee. Some members talked about the result of their most recent ordinance, Ban the Box, which states an employer can't ask about a person's criminal history before a face-to-face interview. They say their policy has resulted in positive outcomes, and now they want records of it. The task force also discussed future plans to find productive programs for opportunity instead of pushing people back. Chief Juvenile Officer for the 13th Circuit Court, Cindy Garrett, plans to present her experience visiting juvenile assistance programs in Colorado that help neglected teens instead of getting them in trouble with the law. For KBIA News, I'm Colin Hope.